time.
Love Talk Radio.
Except stuff works now.
Yes. You're listening to the show that dials into Blog Talk Radio on the air live and doesn't get connected.
We'd also like to talk to you if you give us a call. The number to dial is 646-929-1357.
But can't no one hear us yet?
No, of course they can.
Yeah, everyone can hear us.
We're still streaming, just the call bank, but now the call bank's working.
Oh, good.
There you go.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So you want to talk about Sid's wedding?
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
What'd you think?
He looked so cute.
He looked like a little paper boy.
Yeah, he did.
He wore a suit.
He looked like Jiminy Cricket, but with one of those other hats.
Sid had a green, right? Green suit?
No.
A green tie.
No, he had a tie.
Green
the tie.
Tie
was green.
And
olive
like,
green.
He had a little 20s beret cap on.
Yeah.
And
to hide his bald head.
And the wedding was inside of an ice cream parlor, which is different.
Yeah,
that
I
was fun.
That was cute.
Yeah, the place looked great.
Yeah, it was nice. It was like walking into the 20s. Like all the shopkeepers and all like the waiters had, you know, like gear, 20s
yeah.
gear on.
Except the soda shop was a lot cleaner than
yeah.
in the 20s.
Oh, you were there?
Oh, yeah, were you? Yeah. Is this a thing about the 20s?
Well, I mean, they didn't market. Have the same like health requirements as they do now. Like they didn't have to post the grades
right.
on the windows.
So that's the only way people did it?
Yeah, they were dirty slobs back then.
It's just because of the cut. Maybe people just want to have a clean building.
Yeah.
What?
I'm getting in the spirit of the...
Are you going to walk down the aisle now?
Yeah, it was very non-traditional wedding. Like, it was just more of a party. It was, like, fun.
Yeah. I love that... I'm going to have to do it, Rob. I'm sorry.
What?
I love that Rob shows up late.
Oh, yeah.
For his wedding.
What?
Well,
that,
okay,
that happened?
But it wasn't on purpose, though.
No, totally. Well, I would have totally been on time. So the story is basically that I couldn't find the invitation card. And the night before, I asked Darren what the address was.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so I put in the address into my phone and I go to bed. And then I wake up and I told myself, I'm not going to be late. I'm right. going to be on time. I'm going to make this. This is not about me. And so I look at the directions and I'm like, wow, it's pretty far from the train. It's quite a walk. And then, I go into the city and into Manhattan and I walk and it's like a mile and a half away from the train. And I'm like, all right, I'm fine. And I was really like looking around. I'm like, I've never been in this neighborhood. This is like, this is an interesting neighborhood.
Well,
it's like,
my God.
Cause it wasn't like,
all right, well...
Anyway, so I show up at the address, and I'm like, wait a minute, there's nothing here.
There's a Dwayne Reed,
yeah.
Instead.
Yeah, and...
But, I mean, in all fairness, Sid did send his invitation like a year in advance,
mm-hmm.
and he was telling us that he's gonna do it in Brooklyn.
But no, because, all right, the day before...
So let me just finish, though. Yeah, so I ended up going into the city when I was supposed to go to that address, but in Brooklyn.
Right.
And when I called our friend Marina to confirm that it's in Brooklyn, and then I'm like, oh, no. And there was no way I was going to make it by that point to the wedding, so I totally missed it, but I made it anyway. I mean...
Can I read Shankletown's comment?
Yeah.
You'd think Rob would have memorized where all the ice cream parlors in New York.
No.
Zing. But we were discussing it the day before that it was in
yeah.
Brooklyn. So how did you not remember that?
Rob's not a morning person.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just an idiot. I mean,
aww.
Like, that's really all it is. And then I had, like, this huge walk of shame back
aww.
To the train. And I'm like, why do I always do this?
Kicking yourself.
Yeah, but... It was fine. And now Sid has something to hold over my head for the rest of his life.
I should kill myself.
So, in essence, I gave him a gift by showing up late.
Oh.
Sort of.
Well, in addition to the other gift that I gave him, which was money.
You also introduced the wedding party, didn't you?
Yeah, they guilted me into it because...
Well, you are a radio DJ.
Yeah, they
so
should have said...
You are
you
the
know,
most prefer- the
That's
most professional.
Exactly what she said. That's exactly what Amy Sid's wife said.
I was waiting for a better introduction for you, though, like, you know, and our serious radio personality.
Yeah, that would have been funny if I was like, all right, I'll introduce you, but I need to be introduced. someone has to introduce me to introduce you. Yeah, then I just announced, you know, them for the first time. Mm-hmm. That was fun. And then we all ate Sundays.
Yeah, it was good.
It was delicious.
It was a good time. Yeah. How'd the bowling go?
The bowling was good. My total score was about 30, 34. Yeah.
Are you like a spaz with the bowling? Or like what
the
you...
problem is that I can never find a ball that like I could fit into. Like I like a lighter ball, and all the lighter balls are made for like, you know, kids.
You're really setting yourself up for this for the chat. Though.
I love light balls.
balls. That's so, all over my penis and face.
All over my penis and face.
No, you want to just do the sound effects today?
Sure.
Anyway, so so
all
I sucked.
All over my penis and face.
There you go.
Anyway.
You sucked.
Yeah, but it was fun. It was fun hanging out with everyone and having Amy's mother be incredibly disappointed in me because I kept getting gutter balls.
Really?
She was just like, I can't believe Sid is friends with this guy.
What, she bowled 300 or something? What the fuck?
She wasn't bowling. She was just standing and judging.
All right, so she's...
No, I'm exaggerating. Amy's
Sid
mom is wonderful. Did Sid bowl? I don't even remember.
Did everyone wear their... Did she wear her wedding dress to the bowling?
No. Everyone came in, like, casual attire. She had, like, a hat with, like, bunny ears and a... and like a thing.
Okay.
That was for their role playing game later.
Yeah, I just went home and passed out. I was gonna take a nap because I slept like 1 hour because his wedding was at noon. You know, so I usually wake up at 2 in the afternoon. So I forced myself up and I only slept like an hour and a half or something. And then I got home. I was like, I'm just sleep for like 10 minutes. Passed right the fuck out. I woke up like at 8:30 or something. Never been bowling for an hour and a half, so I missed it.
Mm.
So I'm a dickhead.
Mm. Well,
I didn't go either. I went to work.
Shame on you.
And then after work, I went out drinking because a coworker of mine was leaving the company.
Mm-hmm. And that's more important than Sid, clearly.
Well, I mean, I already went to his wedding in the morning, so I was trying to, like, you know, spread myself out evenly, I guess.
No comment.
But Darren, you looked very handsome, as did
stop.
Rob, of course.
Stop. You're being
cut. I mean, of course. I mean, that's just...
But it was. I mean, I haven't really seen you in, like, you know, formal wear.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think if. Yeah, I guess that's true.
And you had those shades.
Yeah, those shades. My goodness.
Brought your coolness level up to like way high.
It was like $15 shades though. It was like you know, from CVS or something.
You looked like you were straight out of CSI Miami.
Oh, thank you. No, I remember when you saw me in formal wear at Jeff's funeral.
Okay, well, that's, I mean...
Yeah.
She wasn't eyeing you at Jeff's funeral.
Yeah. I still looked hot, though. I mean, it was...
It might have been a funeral, but...
It was a sad occasion, but it was still looked stunning.
Sure. I mean, I guess I wasn't paying that much attention to you.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Understandable.
And
but just that one.
The other funny thing is that Sid got married on the 7-year anniversary of the death of Dimebag Darrell.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize.
Completely,
on purpose.
Completely unintentional, but he was like, I couldn't have picked a better day.
No.
The ultra-sensitive person that he is.
Now, there's a reason to talk about something else on Dimebag Darrell's anniversary of his death.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't even put that together. Wow. Mm.
Also, John Lennon.
Same day?
Yeah.
I never know that.
Yep. There, I taught you something, Darren.
That's something I didn't need to know, but thank you. Why is that day so popular for gunshots? It's terrible.
I don't know, but now it's going to be popular for Sid.
What is beeping?
I don't know.
We're all fucked up today.
Yeah.
What's going on? Isn't there a bunch of stuff to talk about?
No. We're just going to sit here silently for another 2 hours.
Yeah, that was some Mustaine stuff.
There was Mustaine stuff? Hold on, I'm trying to look up the email.
Trinkletown wants to know if you were wearing underwear at the wedding, Noah.
Yes, I was wearing underwear.
However,
I'm not wearing underwear right now.
Really? What are you wearing? Stand up.
I'm just wearing sweatpants.
Oh, but that's, yeah, there's like lots of layers there.
Oh, wow.
It's different because you had a dress on at the, wow, you just peeled down in half your, holy crap. Let's cancel the show.
I know that you were questioning me.
No, I believe
you.
Doubting
me,
I
mean.
I wasn't doubting you. I was just saying that it's like, because the sweatpants are like a suit of armor already, so it's like it's not.
Why? There's an elastic band. They're not even tied.
I'm saying because there's no chance of any slippage. Like, if you're wearing a dress, it's different, because then you could, like, sit down, and then you'd be on display.
You know what? Living in New York City and having to take the subway after Sid's wedding, there is no way in hell I would ever want my vagina to touch the subway seat.
I totally agree with you. But you also had, like, tights on and stuff, right? Like, you were very layered.
Yeah.
All right.
And boots.
And you had all black, right?
No, I had a green dress.
Right, but it was real dark, though.
A dark green.
It was
nice.
And you dyed. Is your hair darker too?
No, it was just clean. I washed it that morning.
Okay. So I thought you had a Mustaine story. Oh, I know what it was. Lou Reed.
Ugh.
Lou Reed said something else, and you were like, "Oh, we got to stop fucking talking about
How
Lou Reed."
How much can we talk about Lou Reed?
But it was really funny.
No, I know. We are trying to move away from mentioning it every week, but
this was extraordinary.
This has been pretty great. somebody asked Lou Reed about the the reviews being so negative all the time about Lulu, and he responded like, "Who cares? I never wrote for them then, and I don't write for them now. I have no interest in what they have to say about anything."
Yeah, he's above that.
And then he's like, "I think this thing needs a champion. This is for people who are literate."
You got that? So if you don't like Lulu, you're illiterate, basically.
"This isn't, quote, 'I cry in my beer because you fucked him and ran your truck through my bar.' You can write 30 of those and move to Nashville."
Is that really the most contemporary thing he has? Yeah, like a fucking 1950s country western song? That's his reference.
"These words, every time I see them, I get thrilled because it does it to me." "Get off my lawn. It may do it to no one else. I don't care. I can't try any harder. I can't do any better." "And my heart was pure and my soul was pure too. I went in there to make music with the best guys I could find."
Yeah.
And we did.
And that was the best guys you could find?
Yeah, seriously.
48-year-old guys that can't play music anymore.
And
So
that was ridiculous. But speaking of Mustaine, all last week Metallica were doing shows in San Francisco to celebrate their 30th anniversary.
Right.
And last night, Mustaine came out and he played some songs with them. They even got
Megadeth even tweeted about it.
Finally,
they even got Rob McGovney.
He's still alive.
Yeah. So they got the original lineup.
What's he looking like? How old is he? Like 50? Also.
Yeah, probably. Probably they're same. Yeah, they were all like around the same.
Wait a minute! It's like the Twilight Zone. I finally got to play with Metallica. And then Rob McGovney's there.
Maybe after he's like, so James, how about that band with me, you, and, you know, Allison and Lars?
Never! Yeah! Let's hear this.
I guess there's... I haven't watched any of these.
Okay.
Oh, here we go.
And, yeah. We've got to do Kill 'Em All, obviously, right?
I punched Ron McGovney once. So good.
Right. You ready?
Yes, I am! I'm so excited! I wrote this, guys! Wait a minute. A, F, F, A. I don't remember how to play this. Go slower! It's been 30 years.
Oh, Kirk, I think you should get off the stage.
All right. Kirk, I want everyone up here except Kirk, James, Lars, and that Spanish guy. Forgot his name. It's gonna be Metallica featuring only Dave Mustaine. Oh, but he's still singing. What's the point?
What do you mean?
I wanted to hear Dave Mustaine singing.
But he didn't sing in the original.
I know, band. But you know, this is his moment. I should let him sing all the songs.
I don't know if you'd want to do that.
They actually turned his guitar off. They just let him stand there strumming his guitar. Nice going, Dave.
Standing too close to the amp.
It's cool that they played Metal Militia, though.
Metal Militia.
Not bad. That's all Metallica should be, really. Just about making new albums.
Yeah, they should just tour.
They should just stop.
Well, they should tour and do covers. That's, they're still good at that.
Just
and
stop.
Not charge $1,000 for a ticket.
Well, why not? I have nothing against that. Fuck it. You know, if they want to make money,
I won't go see them for $1,000.
Oh.
I take back what I said about playing live.
Sorry, that was my fault.
See, they've been doing it for so many years.
I didn't pray before this concert. That's
there's,
what happened.
There's three guitarists on stage, and none of them can get right.
I prayed wrong.
Anyway, but I feel like that's cool that they invited him and that he accepted to play with them and stuff.
What else is he doing?
Yeah.
It's true.
True, very true.
And blowing the shofar.
Ah, that's right. And blowing in general.
So I wanted to, well, I guess share it with everyone, but since it's just you guys, I'll just share it with you.
Okay.
I had a very interesting Friday night.
Really? Is a Chinaman involved?
No, there's no Chinaman
no.
involved.
Okay.
This is all about Noah.
Uh-huh. Let's hear it.
And exploring my body.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I like it.
Wait,
talk slower.
Okay, so Friday night comes along.
Uh-huh.
And I got home from the movies. I went to see a movie with Marina and Nick.
Okay.
And before the movie, I was talking to Nick about...
Bartolini?
Yeah. Angry Nick.
Angry Nick.
About DP, and the movie had Tom Hardy, so I was so horny when I got home that I just, like, I had to rub one out.
Okay.
But I was like...
You can't rub one out.
Why not?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Okay, flick the bean.
Thank you.
I'll say it the way Sean says it.
I think rub one out applies to women, no?
Okay.
You're rubbing it.
Yeah.
I guess.
You won't let me say jerk it.
Yeah, that is that's kind of more of a misnomer for a girl.
But okay, yeah. Go on.
So I thought, all right, well, why don't I be extra productive and try something new?
Okay, that's good.
So,
open-minded.
Right. So I always wanted to make myself squirt.
Mm-hmm.
So I went online and I read stuff.
Can I interrupt for a second?
Uh-huh.
I'll let you get back to that. But I feel like really squirting is it's bullshit. I think it's like an urban legend.
That's what I thought too. And when I used to work for the Playboy Advisor show, he would say the same thing. It's bullshit. It's not real.
Well, I think, they should say it's not that it's not real, but what you see in a porno is not real. Like they just make the girls pee.
Right. Exactly. I always thought, because I've tried it before, and I always thought, all right, well, they must like push water in there, and then like she like pushes it out with
piss, basically.
Her pubic muscle. Well, it's clear. It's not, unless she drinks a lot.
I think they drink like 3 liters of water right before, and then.
Well, Darren, it was a mystery that Noah had to solve.
Okay, please continue. I just wanted to throw my skepticism in there. Go ahead.
All right, so then I read about it online,
mm-hmm.
and it said that I had to relax. So then I smoked.
Yeah. Well.
And then and then I started watching porn and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And
what'd you watch?
Yeah, what kind of porn?
What did I watch? I don't even remember. It was like such a, like I just needed to have porn on just to get me off.
Do you go to the streaming or do you like you torrent something? What do you do?
Well,
do you have porn on DVD?
I don't download it or, you know, like I don't store it on my computer cause it's streaming. So I just go to like sites.
Okay.
So basically I started fingering myself because
mm-hmm.
that's what you have to do.
Okay.
You have to like keep pushing on the G spot, and I made myself come.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're talking too fast.
No, stop.
I am? Oh, okay.
Don't stop her.
No, go ahead.
Sorry. Well, how many fingers?
Two.
Okay.
So you have to go like this. It's kind of like the horns.
Really? How does that? But isn't that too wide? Like,
No.
Oh, I thought that was like your two fingers.
No.
Your index and your pinky?
No, yeah. The middle finger and the ring finger.
Like the two non-horns are going.
Right.
All right, got it.
So, like, and then the rest of my hand is on my pubic bone, right?
Oh.
So then that way I'm stimulating my clitoris and my G-spot.
I'm still skeptical. Please continue.
Okay. Well, nothing happened. I mean, I just came and, you know, like I have no problem with wetness and I've, like, ejaculated before, so that was fine. So then I read on one of the blogs that the key is to come first and then to keep stimulating the G-spot. I was like, all right, well, I got nothing else to do.
Did you get a picture of Tom Hardy?
Mental picture.
Uh-huh.
So then I just kept going and going and going, right? Until my fingers were pruned.
Wow.
Like, it must have been like 45 minutes, and then I did it.
Wow, really?
I fucking did it, and it was amazing. And it just kept going and going. And, like, I didn't bring a towel or anything because I thought it wasn't really going to happen. So then I took my pajama pants and I put them underneath me. And
wow.
I just kept, like, I kept rubbing my clit. And I just kept coming and coming.
Wow.
And then, like, when I did it really hard, it like, shot out.
All right. How far of a shoot did you get?
Like a few inches, not like on porn. I mean, it was my first time.
Now, trying to get a mental picture here. Like, were you on? All right, saying I'm assuming you're on your back. Right?
I'm on my back with my legs spread.
So, did your ass come up off the bed and you start like convulsing or anything or like what?
I didn't start convulsing, but it was like really amazing.
So,
like, the key was not to tense up.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to keep reminding myself, okay, relax.
Okay. And so what was the fluid that came out? Was it like man's cum or like what?
No, it was water. Like I have no idea what it was, but my pants were soaked.
How do you know it was water? Did you try it?
Oh, I was
because I looked at it and then I taped myself to make sure that I wasn't going crazy.
Was it I was going to ask maybe you peed yourself cuz you were so
I thought so too, and then I looked at my pants the next morning. They didn't smell like pee. They weren't yellow.
Wow.
But they were drenched, and
I
could have done it all night. I could have, but I had to stop myself and go to sleep.
Oh Jesus! We didn't have work the next day.
But it was so incredible, and now I just want to be like an advocate.
Squirting advocate. Show title.
Should start a squirting blog.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, squirting.tumblr.com maybe.
Yeah. And then, okay, yeah, go ahead.
No, please.
No, please.
I'll do the follow-ups when you're done with the story. I have a few of them.
Okay, no, I'm pretty much done.
So, like, I'm trying to picture, because you said you were on your back, but you said it shot out. So did you lift up at all and get, like, a nice arc?
Well, I bunched up my pajama pants and I put them underneath my butt so that the cum would fall onto them. So I guess my butt was elevated or whatever.
So, all right, but it was more of a dribble or was it more of a
no,
ejaculation?
It was, okay, the first, like, four times.
four just, times?
Darren, I'm telling you.
How many actual orgasms did you have?
It was unreal, okay, because I've been masturbating since I was a child, okay? And then the first, you know, like, I came when I was, what, like, maybe 10 or something. And then, so, for almost a decade, it's almost the same experience.
Mm-hmm.
So to have something new...
That's
is yeah, it's invigorating.
So now, all right, the other question I wanted to ask you is,
yeah.
Do, like, trying to think of how to phrase this, like, did the, move it down for you, ladies and gentlemen, on Sirius Radio. Did the squirts coincide with coming, or was it just, like, continuous squirting? Like,
no.
Like, when you're a man, you come, your orgasm happens, and you squirt, right?
You
but
know
a
what
woman,
it was? I can't even describe it, because I've had a G-spot orgasm before, and I've had a clitoral orgasm before, and they're kind of different.
Okay,
but this was it.
Like both together?
No, okay. You know when you really have to pee and you're holding it for like an hour, and then you just like finally just like let go, and it's like it has there's that like sensation.
Mm-hmm.
It was that like over and over and over,
actually,
but I wasn't peeing.
That's funny that you say that because when I have a masturbation session now, I purposely don't piss
because it feels 100 times better.
And let me say, I peed before.
Mm-hmm.
I peed before I started, just to make sure that it wasn't pee.
Should try that next time. Well, yeah, that's true. You might start pissing yourself. But.
Shankleton has a good question. Is Noah putting squirting on her resume as a special skill?
Yes, she will definitely add that.
I think that's going to go in your Bensonhurst Wikipedia.
No,
entry.
Stop it. No.
Famous squirter. Noah
Avior is a world champion squirter.
Maybe one day I will be.
Yeah, you're like
Olympic
in the...
Flatbon writes, she has a squirtificate.
Oh, that's. I think we should make that the show.
Yeah, squirtificate so far is going to be the show title. That's great.
So it was just like gushing out, okay? It was the first four times. And then like when I really started to rub hard...
Yeah.
Then, like, it was such an intense orgasm that, like, because I was, like, pushing with
right.
my muscles. Like, mm-hmm. that's another key part of it. That it just, like, it just shot out. And then I started laughing, and I couldn't do it anymore. But I was, like, in bliss. It was so good.
Oh,
where was Bruno when this was happening?
Bruno was sleeping.
Okay.
He's
didn't
not
see,
allowed
he
on
didn't,
the, no,
he
no,
didn't
no.
Bruno is a gay dog. He doesn't have any interest in vaginas or anything.
Well,
anything
I was just curious
the
if there was any chance that you squirted on him.
No,
be a little weird.
I can't, like... When I masturbate, like, I can't have Bruno on my bed or, like, around me because it just distracts me and it throws me off.
It feels so wrong.
Yeah, exactly. It's like I'm masturbating in front of my child. And it just throws my concentration off.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Absolutely. I totally agree. When I was dog sitting for my roommate a few months ago.
No. Did you do it in front of her?
No.
I closed the door.
I was thinking, and then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to have to... put the dog out of the room because...
Oh, you didn't, but you didn't wait till your dog sitting duties were over, though.
Oh, no, I just locked him out, and then I did it, and then I let him back in the room.
But what
let him back in the room.
What would happen if there was some dog-related emergency while you were spanking it, though? Like, you'd have to stop?
The dog is in the next room, and it's a well-behaved dog. It's
that's
not like...
So many babysitters have said that. The baby's right in the next room, and then something horrible happens, Rob. You're a terrible dog sitter. You're derelict in your duties. Spanking while you're sitting for a dog. How dare you?
Did you put the porn on mute? The dog wouldn't hear.
Woo, that's disgusting. What shit are you listening to?
I did not mute the porn. No.
Yeah, I don't. I think Bruno hears me listening to it, but.
What if dogs, like, really have, you know, human brains, but they just can't communicate and they observe everything?
I think they really do.
You think he thinks you're a horrible pervert?
Oh, God. I know he thinks I'm a horrible pervert.
Imagine. Do you walk around naked in front of Bruno?
Of course.
Wow.
Bruno's always in the bathroom with me when I'm shitting, when I'm peeing, when I'm showering.
1,000 people are listening to this want to be Bruno now.
Or at least put some sort of hidden camera on Bruno.
His flea collar.
Has Bruno ever jumped up and licked you in your poozy?
No.
That you know of.
What do you mean?
No.
How would she not know it?
Sleeping. She could be sleeping and having a dream about Tom Hardy. And
no,
then...
I sleep under the blanket. And if Bruno comes on my bed, he'll be on top of the blanket.
If Bruno comes on your bed, you'll come on your bed.
Shut up!
Even though he doesn't like the poozy.
No, he's not.
Well, here's the thing. Maybe he's gay to other dogs, but he's straight for humans. Maybe he likes some human pussy.
Could be. Maybe. We have a caller.
Okay.
Perhaps. He'll inform us.
What's his...
Area code 931.
931, how do you feel about Noah's ejaculation story?
I missed it.
Oh, how dare you. Listen on the archive. It was very good. What's on your mind?
Just wondering if Bob is there.
Rob is here.
I am here.
Or Rob.
Lob is here, too.
Lob.
What's up?
Just wondering what kind of classes you had in high school.
What?
Well, that's a legitimate question.
What classes did I have in high school? Is that the question?
At
Yeshiva, what classes?
I didn't go. I just went to a regular high school. I had
math.
Talmudic studies.
I had 2 years of math.
Mm-hmm.
And then a pre-Cal and Cal.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, fuck this shit.
Right.
I wasted a whole year taking calculus because I was like, I don't care. Then, you know, the traditional
TV
stuff.
Production, we were in that class.
Yeah, TV production. I guess that was the most fun class.
You had
TV
a very production. Non-traditional high school that I wished I went to.
Yeah, it was great.
Actually went there briefly and got kicked out.
TV production, which I believe is like, that changed my life, and I believe the program is shut down now, which is very sad. Yeah, it's true. TV production was the best one, yeah, because that was just a period where... it was just like a hangout period, pretty much, where the teacher was just like, you can do whatever you want. You have to give me a video about anything in like 2 weeks. And then she would just let us.
She was just smoking
a
noob.
She was a bit of a cunt, but beyond that.
She hated guys. And
yeah,
she had a thing for Rob. Like, she really didn't like him.
Yeah, I don't understand.
But he kept.
She's like Sid.
He kept putting together such great work.
Was Sid your teacher?
No. I think it was because I was, like, overly enthusiastic. That's why she was
you
not...
You enjoyed yourself.
Gotta crush any enthusiasm in school.
And because
yeah.
he was fingering girls in the hallway.
In the editing room, I was fingering girls. It was. I mean, honestly, and it was pretty crazy, too, because she had this whole studio set up with, like, all this archaic equipment that was donated from ABC because she knew a guy there.
Whenever
they threw out any equipment... That like they just bought a new version
not
of it.
Not just equipment, chairs,
just
table.
anything. Like she would just grab it and you know, but you know whatever. The cool thing was that we would do studio shows. Like we would do like a dating game, or like a talk show,
cool.
like a late night talk show type thing, but not. And the whole thing was done by students. Like students would be directing it, shooting it. And it was really fun because you got to try out all of these different roles.
Mm-hmm.
Like being a director is so much fun, or just being a
switchboard
operator. I think that was the most fun.
But you see that school you went to? I don't know if you want to say the name of it. But
I went to Edward R. Murrow High School.
It was such a great school, and now it really seems like they really ghettofied it.
Yeah. Well, the principal, he's dead now. Saul Bruckner was the principal. So they have a new principal. So it's like the ethos of the school is different.
It's like a run-of-the-mill New York high school.
Yeah.
I live not...
Also, I just read that, like, they're, you know, throwing out suspension. Like, it's the most suspended school now.
I got suspended from...
They just throw them out for, like...
You got suspended?
I only went there for about 2 weeks.
When did you get suspended?
It's a long story.
We got time.
No, I was in the girls' bathroom with a girl...
Doing
stuff,
like...
not sex, just you know, whatever, kissing,
twisting her nipples.
No, but they don't kick you out for that though. It's just like a little minor thing. But then I just never went back. So I was a very terrible high school student. I got kicked out. I didn't get kicked out. I stopped going to the first school I went to, which was Madison, and I just didn't bother going back when I was like 16. I was bored in school. I was like a nerd doing like fucking calculus stuff when I was a kid. I got to school, they're doing fractions. So, you know, I just got bored with school and I started, you know, smoking weed or whatever.
Oh, and like then it slows you down and then you...
It's the only way you could have kept that.
No, I just did things that were more interesting to me because I was bad. I had terrible willpower as a student, you know. And not to get off on another thing, but I had really bad OCD at that point. So it was like hard to really concentrate in school and everything. But, yeah.
So were you homeschooled?
No, I went back to... is this even important? Like,
yeah.
Who really cares?
We're getting to know you.
Yeah.
I went back to school when I was 19 to a night high school and got my Regents diploma and really focused on it and did it and banged it out. I did like 2 years worth of high school in like 6 months because they let you go at your own pace. Like, you'd go to school for 8 hours and then like normal, like from 3 to 10 or whatever. And then you would... take home a textbook and write essays on the textbook, like what you learned from the textbook, and then they look at it and they say, okay, you passed a separate class too, like you could do extra work on your own. But, you know, whatever. I'd rather talk about your clit and your ejaculation. But
how would it tie into your high school, though?
What do you mean? Oh, yeah, it's true. Who cares? That was a good question.
But, yeah, no, the teacher was, like, I hated her. I'm just remembering now that, like, I really, really hated her, and I really felt like that she was ruining the class just by being such a bitch.
Right.
And at one point, she called me retarded.
Really?
Like, in front of everyone, and
like
I was
literally
like...
Literally with the word retarded?
Literally retarded. She said, you are retarded. You are the most retarded person in this class.
Why did she say that to you?
I don't even... I honestly don't remember.
Were you being retarded? I was going,
You were really, like, doofy in class. You were the class clown, so probably
I don't think it was...
her nerves.
It was just totally not what you should say. And... So I got so angry. I don't know if it was retarded. It might have been something else. But I got so angry that I went to, like, the assistant principal.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, there's a teacher here who just, you know, constantly abuses me and is, like, really annoying and blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, all right, well, you don't have to tell me who it is. And then he's like, but I just want you to know, if you want to make a claim like this, it can't just be you. You have to get, like, two or three other people.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever. So then I was like, all right, I'm going to do this. I'm going to show her. And then, like, because I wasn't the only person that, you know, she hated on and hated her. So, like, I'm going to go to this guy who, like, absolutely, like, this one guy, she annoyed him so much that he called her a bitch and, like, walked out and never went back to class. So I went to him and he's like, nah, I'm not into it.
Not motivated.
Yeah. And then nobody would do it. So I was like, whatever, I'm over it.
Over it.
So I hope that answered your question.
That was Rob's experience in high school.
Do you want to know about any of my other classes?
Well, and that's how Rob and I met in that class.
Yeah.
And we were actually just talking about it the other night. You know, Rob is my longest standing friend.
Wow. You mean
height-wise?
Yeah.
She also has people who are in wheelchairs that are her friends.
Yeah, they're not standing, though.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, in terms of...
you know, we're just...
It was a verbal...
we're being facetious.
Sorry.
Yeah, totally. So that's that.
Yeah, that's it. So are you happy now with the answer?
I don't think
area
he's
code
even
931?
There
I hear him.
I just hear, like, ambient noise. Oh, there he is. Thanks for calling. Would you like to one him?
Yeah.
No?
Just hang up on him and play the sound.
Okay. Simple. We're keeping it simple. Today.
By the way, the number to dial is 646-929-1357.
What are we listening to?
I have no idea. This is not for my computer.
Oh, okay.
That's Darren's private playlist.
No, that was the Jimmy McMillan song.
Oh,
remember the this thing. Remember when he made that sex song?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I don't know why that just played randomly. But
he wants you to take your clothes off.
Take your clothes off. And then he's like, what was that other shitty? Let's get it on. Hold on.
So bassy. What you want to
do? We can do it in the kitchen. We can do it while I'm talking on the phone. So we're cleaning the dishes. While we're mopping the floor.
Sounds like he's running out of breath.
Yeah. Well, he probably was. He's like 100 years old.
He looks like Colonel Sanders, except black.
Yeah. Well, Colonel Sanders looks like a slave master, so I don't know if that's a good comparison. But yeah, the mustache thing. I got a couple of, while I'm looking at this, I got a couple of Shlomo drops that I pulled out.
Oh, let's hear them.
Do it.
No. That's great. Here's another one where he's making the laser sound. Pew, pew, pew. Stop making Jewish jokes.
Stop making Jewish jokes, first of all.
First of all? So, this is my favorite.
No.
I like the pew, pew,
pew, pew, pew.
Pew, pew, pew.
That's what my vagina was doing on Friday.
Did you shoot down any starships while you...
From now on, whenever I do it again. Pew, pew, pew.
Here's the thing. Now anyone who is going to fantasize about you squirting with your vagina is just going to hear Shlomo's voice.
Pew, pew,
pew. Maybe he smelled something in your vagina. Pew, pew, pew.
Pew, pew, pew. No.
Very nice. Very nice.
I should just keep playing those two clips back to back because it almost sounds like he's saying Noah.
Noah, Noah, like, Noah, 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 no.
Pew, pew, Noah.
And tell me.
No.
Instead of listening to porn, I could just listen to Shlomo.
Really?
No.
He is legal now. I think he's over 18 now. You can.
No.
He is over 18.
Do you guys like the sounds that are in porn? Because I find that, like...
Depends what it is.
Well,
what do you mean?
Okay, when I'm watching it, if the guy is quiet and it's just the girl... It doesn't cut it for me. Like, I need the guy to be moaning or, like, breathing hard.
Sometimes I get really annoyed at the moaning. And, like, I pretty much, like, mute it.
I don't mute it because
Shut up.
I like to hear the ambient sex noises, like grunts and everything. But so it takes it away. If it's completely silent, I don't like that either. I just like to find porns where the sounds don't annoy me.
I just hate, like, when she's like,
suck my pussy.
Yeah.
Well, what are you doing? Shut up. Like, that's so unnatural. Just be it. Like, it makes me feel like they're not into it.
Mm-hmm.
And
right, I agree.
And it's just acting. Mm-hmm. And that, like, turns me off. You know?
Yes, well, they always say a lot of cliche things too, like, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Like, girls don't really say that when you fuck them. They get into it and say other things, but they don't go, fuck yeah. That's like such a porn cliche, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck my pussy.
Fuck my pussy.
The California accent.
You're going to fuck my pussy hard.
Fuck my pussy.
Fuck my pussy hard. Yeah. Fuck it. Fuck it. Right there.
Fuck
it.
You guys.
No.
You're doing a great job of turning me on.
Really?
Right now.
We have a caller. We have a caller.
111, you're on the air.
Fox call.
Hello.
Hi.
That's Luke.
Yes, it's Luke. Luke.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing? What's up?
Nothing much. I finished school. On Tuesday.
Oh, that's cool.
Luke forever? It seems like you're always on vacation.
It's summer break.
Uh-huh.
So what's up?
I'd like to share with you that in March, there's about 50 metal bands coming to Perth in this festival called Soundwave that I'm going to.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And Marilyn Manson and Bad Religion, Limp Bizkit, well, they're fucking gay, but System of a Down, Lamb of God, everyone.
Yeah, I wrote about this on the website. Did you visit the website?
Pretty cool, huh? Steel Panther.
Okay.
So,
So
you're going to go?
No, I'm not. If you want me to.
We're not paying for you.
Yeah.
So you're just calling us to tell us about a festival that, A, you're not going to.
And B, we were.
Oh, yeah, I am.
And,
you are. Yeah.
Oh. Well, I just asked.
Yeah, Chip Swanee just said he wasn't going.
I'm going to it.
Yeah, okay.
He changed his mind real quick.
I was going to go to some faggot indie festival that all my friends wanted to go to, but
Is it like literally a faggot festival, or like there's gay bands, or they're just you don't like it, so it's a faggot festival?
Oh, I just hate all that shit.
Oh, okay. What would be one of the faggot bands?
Like Odd Future, like Tyler the Creator, who just sings shit.
That's a rapper. It's not even an indie band.
Oh, no. Well, then there's like. What are they called? They sing Pumped Up Kicks and, oh yeah, things like that. Shit.
All right. Well, thank
and
you.
And Five Hole Drive are actually going to go to that too, but they're the only good band.
I see. Well, thanks for the diligent reporting. We appreciate it. Is there anything else?
And also, I'd like to say murder to the Colts who are 0-13.
Yeah, that's true.
Just putting that out there.
Going for the Lions record.
Thank you.
And I miss Sean and Sid, and that's all.
Yeah, we miss them too.
Only one of those people we miss. Okay,
goodbye.
Bye.
I was trying to be all inclusive.
Yeah.
I just wanted to warn him. I didn't really mean that.
I guess we should take a music break. I can't believe it's been a whole hour.
No.
Shlomo objects to the music break.
The music today will be picked by both myself and Noah.
Yay.
Because Noah sent me some picks. These better be good songs, Noah.
I have masturbated to all these songs.
Oh!
Okay.
They're not all Noah picks.
Darren, look at how big it is. So big.
We're going to start with one of my picks. I've been listening to this album a lot lately. It's really so good. I mean, like, I'm sure everybody knows it's good. Here's King Diamond with Abigail. Listen to these riffs.
Just hear those sleigh bells ring-a-ling, ting-ting-ting-a-ling, too. Come on, it's lovely weather for the hosts of the live cast to be outside on a smoke break while you suffer through this next song. Jingle bells. Noah smells. Sydney laid an egg. Slaves, Hebrews born to serve, to the Pharaoh, heed, to his every word, live in fear. Ah, the good old days, when Jews did what you told them to do, like building pyramids for free, instead of sitting around for 2 hours talking about penises and assholes and jerking off into Doritos bags. You're listening to the Metal Injection live cast. Yeah. This is Chuck Blandington. I fucked your girlfriend last night. While you snored and drooled, I fucked your love. She called me daddy. And I called her baby as I smacked her ass. And then I used your computer to stream the Metal Injection livecast at metalinjection.net/livecast.
Show business. I had a great time on the Metal Injection livecast, which is like a podcast in its own way, but it's live. It's right there in the name. Don't be a fucking cunt about it. Why do I have to explain this? I say cunt in the British way, like in the way that you would call another man a cunt. I'm not calling a woman a cunt. I wouldn't do that. Sean would.
Boy Blandington. We're about to come back from the music break. But you can't hear me, because you put the show on mute when you found out Noah made the playlist. Hey Noah. That hot ass doesn't make up for your crappy power metal. We now return to the Metal Injection live cast.
Oh man.
I disagree with Chuck. I think
that does not like Noah's picks.
I think your hot ass more than makes up for your crappy power metal.
Thank you.
He's wrong.
You just heard Mayan with Drown the Demon. Which, BRB, I'm coming on my BBQ, and the chat says, sounds like a wrestling entrance.
Yeah, a little bit.
That was Simone Simmons. She's the hottest chick.
And before that was the Black Dahlia Murder. That was one of my picks. With Conspiring with the Damned.
You don't have to say it like he does.
I can't.
Yes, he does!
Before them was Pig Destroyer with their epic opus. Painter of Dead Girls, coming in at 50 seconds. The reason I played that was to counteract the 8-minute Moon Sorrow track that Noah threw in right before that. I can't even pronounce this title.
It's called I Squirted on My Own Leg.
Oh, it was 8 minutes of squirt.
Yeah. What's the title?
The title kind of looks like Uno Hadouken, but it's not. It's
Hadouken!
It's Uno Dukesen.
No, how do you say this title?
I can't say it.
You don't even know, and you played it.
Moonstar. And before them was Weekend Nachos with Balance of Power. And we, of course, kicked it off with the King. King Diamond.
King Diamond.
So that was a fun break, mixing in some of my picks and Noah's picks. And seeing how the chat reacted. They were completely shitting on Noah's picks. We want to know, we think, I'm pretty sure that there's people listening, probably more so to the archive, that enjoy the Noah picks. And I want them to leave a comment on this. We want you to be heard. Noah definitely wants you to be heard.
I think some people who are not live listeners do like my music.
I want to point out something funny that just happened. Because we ordered some food and the guy brought it right to the studio door. And he was Mexican. Mm-hmm. And just as you opened the door to pay him, Rob said, I'm mixing in some of my picks. And he looked at you as if he had said Mexican and got really pissed for a second. And then realized you weren't talking about it. I thought he was going to bum rush you.
I would hope that if he did, you would start doing play-by-play just because...
Oh, my God, yes. I wouldn't save you at all.
People would need to know what's going on. BRB, I'm coming on my BBQ, also writes, I like pics of Noah's, not Noah's pics.
Yeah. Oh, I got any pics?
So that makes sense.
Noah, when you go, you're going on another metal cruise, is that correct?
Yes, we are, and Moonstar will be on the boat.
Will there any more tiny bikini pics, like from the last cruise?
Well, I asked Rob the other day if Metal
if he was going to wear a bikini, too?
No, if Metal Injection can expense my bikini, so I don't have to wear the same one.
Yeah, you don't have another bikini? Come on.
First of all, you brought, like, two.
And there are pictures of me in both of them.
Oh, yeah, so you definitely need new ones. But what I said was, like, we'll expense them.
Oh, yeah?
Frank can buy them.
Really? Why? Why does Frank have to?
Frank will get, like, the teeniest bikini.
Why don't
Frank has to pick them, you said.
Yeah.
Why don't we all make a collaborative effort and we'll pick, like, 20 things.
We could
and
do
then...
it a live cast contest.
Yeah, the fans will vote on which one they
want
to see.
That's another thing you can leave a comment on. We want your bikini recommendations. What should Noah wear?
That's something that I can actually buy. So it has to be, like, to an actual store.
What
a
do you
link.
Mean? Right, yes. Yeah. So leave a link. Leave some links to bikinis. Mm-hmm. And then Noah might end up wearing one of these bikinis.
Might. No, she's going to wear every single last one that we decide
We'll just do a bikini fashion show.
I'll pretty much wear any bikini you want, but I don't want to walk around in a thong. So don't get me a thong.
Well, define thong, because there's like the butt floss one. I understand that.
Butt floss.
There's like smaller ones.
I'll do the Brazilian cut, which is like a small... Small booty cover.
All right. How
but
much
I won't
would it?
Walk around in a thong.
How much would Metal Injection have to go into the expense account to get you to wear a thong, a pure thong?
If it's like encrusted in Swarovski crystals.
Really?
No.
Really? Because we can
not
do
really.
That.
Not
we
really.
We can do the faux ones.
You could bedazzle it.
We can't do the yeah. With, no. Like a little better than a bedazzler, but like maybe a $50-$60 one.
No, I just don't want to walk around in the.
I will match the metal injection expense account, 50% each, if we get you in a Swarovski.
Do I get to keep it?
I am pledging half of the
we're totally,
expense.
We would rent it. Isn't that like $1 million?
Oh, you want to bring it back with her butt duty on it?
I don't care. I'm not going to wear it again.
I don't think they take back, you know, bathing suits, do they?
What do you mean butt duty? I'm going to wipe my
not
butt.
Not that you're dirty, but, you know, a certain amount of butt sweat and duty gets in onto anything, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Right, so you walk around all day with that thing up your butt.
But then, actually, if I have diamonds in my butt crack, that might scratch me. Might not be so comfortable.
Listen, fashion and sexiness is worth a little pain.
All right, Darren.
You gotta strut your
fashionista.
Stuff. We have fans that want to see this. Make yourselves heard.
Well, we have a caller. By the way, you can make yourself heard by calling us at 646-929-1357. We have 519 on the line. 519, what's your name and where are you from?
Hey guys, this is Robert and Jake from Canada, who called in last week.
Robert and Jake from Canada. What's
I don't
up?
Remember them.
Shame on you.
Jake called in last week, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
So what's up?
We were wondering if you could thrash or trash a band.
Nope.
Oh, fuck you.
Nope.
Yeah, that's not how it works. You don't just call in and...
You know, that's not what I said. I was like, maybe we should wait till they start it. But I was like, nah, I'll start it.
Well, this is to assume that we're even playing that today, which we are not, by the way.
We have topics.
Yes, you are now.
No.
Okay, you know what, Shlomo, what do you think of their band?
Pew, pew, pew. There you go. He trashed it.
Yeah.
So, no.
Trish
yeah,
it.
No. Yeah, I'm sorry, but we do not take thrash it or trash it requests.
Just save it, because, you know what happened? No offense, but, like, people will just... Randomly, like if we do one, then the whole show will just be that.
Yeah, it's not fair. Yeah, because why should we take your band and not someone else in the jazz band? You know?
Yeah, just save it till we.
In with the idea, like we started it.
Well, we started it because it's our segment.
Oh, we started it, and we're starting it now.
No!
Well, here's another tip. You can just use this phone, call Blog Talk Radio, start your own podcast, and then you can play Thrash It or Trash It all night. We will not sue you for copyright infringement.
All right, wait. Yes, we will. Okay, is it both of you that have a band that you want us to thrash or trash, or is it
one
don't
band?
No.
How many bands?
Just one band.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks.
Noah shoots, he scores!
I did it.
That was great, Noah. That was great.
This deserves an extra James wobble.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Let that be a lesson, everybody. We will gladly trash or thrash your band when we play Thrash It or Trash It. Do not call in asking us. We will ask you.
I have another alternative suggestion that he can do. Post that band in the chat, the link, and then the people in the chat will trash it. I'm sure they won't thrash it. But, you know, if you want an opinion, there you go.
Yeah. And thanks for listening.
Sure. And goodbye. Yeah.
So now we're going to play Thrash It or Trash It. No.
Pew. Of course.
Oh, okay.
So let's talk about this Benoit movie. Chris Benoit, mm-hmm. who, I mean, longtime listeners of the show know the guy killed his son Daniel and his wife.
7-year-old baby.
You should say that he's a wrestler.
Former, well, I guess now he's a former pro wrestler because he did.
Yeah. Former human being.
Former human being Chris Benoit killed his wife and his son before taking his own life. And now there is going to be, his life story is being developed for a film.
Someone in the chat just said, can we give him some respect first and say something nice about Chris Benoit?
I used to like him when he was wrestling.
He was a great wrestler.
Mm-hmm. Great technical wrestler.
Great technical wrestler. No charisma.
Right. I think he got some charisma.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He acquired it. He became adequate.
Yeah. But
he was fighting with Chris Jericho at one point, right? Like, they hated each other.
Yeah.
They had a beef.
They had a great ladder match.
But he was one of those guys that could be, you know, it didn't matter that he didn't have any charisma. Because he was that good.
Yeah.
You know, like Bret Hart, I would say.
And then him killing his family absolutely canceled all of that out. And it's just,
it's like saying something nice about Bin Laden, you know. He loved his wife. You know, it's like, I don't know.
It ruins it. And it's funny because WWE edits like him out and his name.
Right.
They don't advertise it at all.
Which I think is stupid.
Didn't a bunch of other wrestlers commit suicide too? So
he's a murderer.
Yeah,
it's a little different.
Yeah.
But I still don't think they should edit his matches out. Because, like, for example, you watch a pay-per-view that he was on, and his match is
not
there.
They'll leave it on.
Well, is it really?
Yeah.
I thought they took all his matches out.
No. They did edit him off of replays of Nitro on their on-demand channel. But
what
do
they edit out?
Like, if they're doing... Oh, well, but they don't advertise his name. Like for example, they did a WrestleMania anthology, and he's in the main event in WrestleMania 20. They're not going to edit that out. So they just don't have his name on the...
black circle over his face.
They don't have his name on the advertisements. They don't...
I thought he...
They don't advertise, but the match is in there.
Okay. I just thought they took all his matches out. Okay.
But, yeah, so... And there's no mention of him on, like, the WWE website.
Mm-hmm.
But he's in... I believe he's in title history. So, like, if you go up the title history, you'll see.
Right.
But there's no photo.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway,
in case anyone doesn't know, he suffered a lot of severe concussions and did a lot of roids, and they think that the combination of that made him go insane, and he murdered his wife and
child.
They
just think, they think that he had just brain trauma,
mm-hmm.
just from, you know, getting hit in the head with chairs, and he would do his one of his finishing moves was a flying headbutt.
Right.
And so, yeah.
Which, by the way, you're not allowed to hit anyone in the head with a chair anymore in the WWE.
Yeah, actually,
which is a good thing, I think.
Yeah, good things came out of it.
Mm-hmm.
They have the drug policy now, which is complete bullshit, but whatever. Anyway, so the way this ties into the live cast is, of course, that Iron Sheik has that great quote about when he was asked about Benoit and how he thought he was a great person.
He says, I go to Atlanta, you say, Sheiky baby, come visit me in the Atlanta, in the Georgia. And I say, why, Chris Benoit, why are you killing the Daniel? 7 years old, baby. He don't do nothing.
Let's see. I think I...
You got it?
I don't know why the music is... I'm going to find another one.
All right.
Hold on.
Holding.
You respect Chris Benoit?
Oh, no, this is different.
Wow, tough question. Yes, I do. I respect him.
Respect him?
I respect
him. Because the last time I saw him was Monday Raw in the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Chris come to me, he says, Jiggy baby.
That's it.
I'm very alone. I'm very lonesome. Give me your number. I'll come visit you, or you come visit me. But how can I believe, Chris? You killed Daniel. Daniel is 7 years old, baby. And you killed Nancy Sullivan. And I live in the Fayetteville, Georgia, 45 years with Mr. Wonderful.
He's crying.
And Aaron Sheik and Mr. Olympia Lee Haney and the greatest boxer, three-time world champion, Evander Holyfield. We all live in Fayetteville, Georgia.
It's like Big Brother, you know, living in the house.
Englishman, Steve Regal.
Englishman, Elton John.
Right.
Father!
And Chris, Chris, you come tell me, Shiki baby, I'm alone, I'm lonesome. Give me your number, come visit me, or I'll come visit you. That was the last time, 1 month before he killed Nancy or Daniel.
Killed the Nancy.
Chris Bilbo, you hurt my heart, man. How can you do that? You killed a 7 years old little baby Daniel. How can you give the
dad
shot at that Sasson Daco? That was a cheap shot, Chris Bilbo. How can you do that to your own blood? To your own son? That way I cry. I feel awful. But nothing
that's
I can do about it. God bless you so. God bless little Daniel.
God bless
Nancy Sullivan. Or Nancy Chris Benbo. Chris Benbo, you get a lot of hit with me. You killed Daniel.
The Daniel.
How can you do that, man? I'm right or wrong.
100%.
Sounds Mexican when
he's talking. He's talking to Chris Benoit like he's alive, though. The wife and kid. He's cutting a poem on Chris Benoit. Why you kill it, Daniel? Why, man? That's just wrong.
Chris Benoit, I'm going to put you in the camel clutch.
And fuck your ass. Why you kill it, the Nancy Chris Benoit? He can't even say Benoit. He's like,
fuck it up by killing
Benoit.
Was he actually crying while he was saying that?
Yes.
We all have a problem. But every day is a good day. Every day our zombies are above the ground.
Every day zombies are above ground.
We all have a problem. We have to deal with it. But a strong man, a smart man, religious man, he don't give up.
Outrageous,
he
man.
Don't quit. He doesn't let the life bother him to kill his own son, 7 years old, little Daniel or Nancy. How can you do that?
I feel bad laughing because he's like really saying
you
something sad. You know, it's so funny.
Come my home. I'm a lonesome. I was late to come see you. But I didn't get a chance.
He would have killed the Sheik if he came to see him.
I talked to you. I mean, he lives in the Fayetteville,
Georgia. Like a 900 operator.
I live in Fayetteville, Georgia, 45 years.
You still have
Georgia those? Is my mind. Georgia is my heart. I lost my daughter too in Georgia. But Georgia, I
wait, pause there. He lost his daughter too?
Because
his daughter?
I left my daughter in Georgia.
Oh, he just left. He forgot her. He left her in the mall. I left it, my daughter. We went to Sabato. And I don't see her no more.
Oh, wait, no.
Oh, look, he did lose his daughter. They're saying that he was killed. She was killed by her boyfriend.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if I believe that. Maybe she killed her because of the boyfriend. You're talking to the Jew?
For some reason, there's a Aaron Sheik mooning the camera.
Why are you watching it?
Does
he have a nice ass?
And he's just totally bottomless right now in this hotel room, but they block out his dick.
He's with New Jack.
That's from Rob's private collection.
Put your dick all the way up,
Sheik,
all the way. Put it all the way up.
Who's
he with?
New Jack.
New Jack.
And Honky Tonk Man.
Honky Tonk Man?
Yep.
Yeah.
Honky Tonk Man is like the Iron Sheik light. Like, he does all these other interviews, too, now. Like, they're talking shit about people. There he is.
Yes, I would. Maybe she thought she went upstairs in the office for something other than getting fucking
Georgia! Oh, I don't think that... I hate... This is a mislabeled clip.
Ah, whatever.
All right, whatever.
But the point of this is that they're making a movie about Chris Benoit.
Yeah. But
I wonder if the Sheik will be in it.
Are they gonna show Chris Benoit's face, or are they gonna cut him out of the movie?
So I think it's actors though.
Yeah, no, WWE's in. Here we go.
Fuck Jews.
My brother New Jack said purple. Chris Benoit, you tell me, Sheiky baby, I'm a lonesome. Come
same
see.
Story, different clip.
3 weeks before
he's just on autopilot.
You tell me, Sheiky baby, give me your phone number. I give my phone number to you, but my luck, my brother New Jack said, I can't fuck it. You be the man. Do you kill Daniel, 7 years old? I tell you, fucking, you be the man. You kill.
That
you
was
kill
mine.
Daniel.
I like this better than him crying.
Yeah, exactly.
The funniest Daniel is that New Jack is in the shot, too, and he has this, like,
no serious.
Yeah.
This is like 12 stages of grief. First he's, like, sad about it. Then he starts yelling.
Wait a minute, is he not wearing pants while he's doing this?
That's a diff. Oh, is he? He put his pants back on?
Yeah, they're on.
Chris Benoit was a little man.
Little
man. He always wanted to be a big man. But Chris Benoit, motherfucker, how can you kill the little baby Daniel, 7 years old? Chris Benoit, I lived in Georgia 45 years. You live in Fayetteville, Georgia, only 15 years.
I win.
Mr. Wonderful, Paul Onderoff, myself, we lived in Fayetteville, Georgia, 45 years.
So what?
Chris Benoit.
Can you pause this?
I
got a Super Nintendo Palmer said, Chris Benoit, you're a piece of shit. No good corpse. Rotting in the grave like worse than the Michael Jackson. But I respect you. Seven years old, baby.
Kiss the Daniel. I kiss the nonsense Sullivan.
What? He kissed Nancy Sullivan?
Tell me, cheeky baby.
Did you say cheeky baby?
That was the last time I saw you in the
zoning out.
I can just zone out with him fucking yelling like a maniac next to you.
I saw you.
Painkillers.
Are you telling me, Chicky baby? I'm lonesome. Come visit me. But I didn't get a chance. So I visit you and Daniel and Nonsense Sullivan.
Sullivan.
But I wanted you, Chris Benoit. You're a Canadian piece of shit. You can handle the life. You cannot be competitor. You cannot be the father of the Daniel.
If you got any fucking guts, you can go kill yourself first.
See, he made sure that. And his daddy come on TV talking about I'm suing somebody because he got chair shots in the head. Motherfucker, do the math.
Oh,
is that your way to justify what he did?
Give me a beer, please.
What he did?
Justify
what the fuck he did?
Give me a beer.
Get the fuck out of here.
What are they yelling about?
I don't even know. I lost track. I don't know.
They're yelling about when his Benoit's dad went on TV to say that the reason he killed all these. The reason he did all that is because he got hit in the head with chairs.
Right.
Because
okay,
of brain damage.
He was blaming it. Oh,
yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so the Sheik should totally be in the movie. It should be a murder mystery with the Sheik as the lead character. Like,
no matter what I do, I will spend the rest of my life to say, first, I do it the coke.
Why you kill the baby Daniel?
Why you kill it the baby Daniel? 7 years old baby, and then he'll like be like Columbo, like
yeah.
Oh, one more thing, miss. I just remember. Why you kill it the baby Daniel?
That's actually that would be the title of the movie. Why you kill the baby Daniel?
The
Chris Benoit story.
Should make a trailer for that.
In a world.
Yeah.
Where professional wrestling champion Chris Benoit decided to kill his baby son.
Yeah. There's only one man who can put the pieces together.
Fuck! Lionsgate Films brings you the next big summer blockbuster.
Fuck!
Iron Sheik as Detective Iron Sheik.
They should have someone else play the Iron Sheik and just rant like a moron.
Kevin Spacey as the Iron Sheik.
Dave Mustaine as the Iron Sheik.
Fuck! Why you kill the baby Daniel?
Kill babies? That's wrong.
Good grief. Oh, Morbid Toaster asks, what if JCVD was playing Chris Benoit? It'd be a good casting.
Iron Sheik, even.
Oh, my God. How would that even work?
Why do you kill the baby Daniel? I just want to know why. Chia!
On a related note, I was listening to this podcast where Neil Brennan was being interviewed. Neil Brennan is one half of the – he was like Chappelle's writing buddy. They both created Chappelle's Show. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he was telling the story that he heard, like his favorite Hollywood story, which was Sylvester Stallone was walking down the block in his neighborhood, and, you know, like all these celebrities live in his neighborhood, and he sees Steven Seagal sitting there with like a script and just like crying his eyes out. And Stallone goes up to Seagal and is like, hey, Steven, you know, is there...
Hey, Steven, is there... Why are you crying?
And Seagal is just like, oh, my God, I just read the greatest script I've ever read in my entire life. Like, this moved me so much. It's amazing.
Was
it's
that
so
cop
good.
Show that he was on?
And then Stallone asks, oh, who wrote it? And then Seagal said, I did.
They're reading his own script.
And he's moved by it. He's like, oh, this is the greatest thing anyone's ever read. It's a pretty good story.
Reminded me of that. Have you ever seen that Arnold workout thing? Did I ever play that for you?
One.
Yeah.
Two.
One.
Yeah.
Can you find that? Just play that out. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger total body workout.
How do you spell Schwarzenegger?
He'll find it.
Google autofill will tell me.
But it's just, it was a CD that he released. But it wasn't even, like, it's not even a video. There's no video. You just put the CD on, I guess, and start, like,
there's
music.
Oh, just his voice?
Yeah, it's just a voice and music. Like, they play Journey and other fucking crap. Wait, there's a specific track I wanted to show you. Back to it. So don't go to YouTube. Google it, and it's on this website.
Need it. Use this warm-up time to whet your appetite and to get your mind ready for the workout.
Is this what you listen to at the gym, Rob, on the elliptical?
Begin moving in halftime. Stretch all limbs briefly and get ready to do 10 knee bends with me.
Knee bends?
I call them squats, and they're excellent for getting the blood moving into your knees and legs. With your feet shoulder width apart and keeping your back straight, bend down.
Let's start our special program of resistance training without weights. Push-ups. My method of doing push-ups between two chairs will give you the ultimate workout. Place your hands on two chairs, shoulder width apart, and your feet on a bed or on a table.
I don't know, like, who decided to, like, make an audio program of someone who can't speak English properly.
Get into the upright push-up.
With Journey in the background.
Well, why is Journey in the background? Every track has a different song on it. Like, he has It's Raining Men.
If you're an intermediate,
also, I want to get to the good part of this. Hold on. Get to, like, the middle. Where he starts counting.
One, two, three,
four, five,
six, seven, and concentrate on your chest.
I just love listening to
10,
count.
11, 12, 13,
14,
and keep going. 16, 17, 18,
18,
pressing, keep pressing. Up, down, up, down, up, down,
pew,
up,
pew.
Down, five more. Up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, and one big one. Yes.
Pew, pew, pew. No, that's for you. One big one.
Our next exercise is calf raises for the development and strengthening of the calves. Put the front part of the feet on a phone book or on a block of wood.
A block of wood.
Lower your heels all the way to the floor as you breathe.
Sorry.
This exercise is called the barbell curl. It is for the biceps.
Why it's raining men to do this? Huh?
But you will be surprised at how quickly they become firm and hard if you do this exercise correctly. The key is always to keep your elbows stationary.
So is this marketed towards men or women?
I have no idea. I don't know. I just stumbled on it.
Shorter wide grip on the barbell. Remember to breathe in as you lower the weight and
breathe
out when the bar reaches.
Breathe in the nose and out the mouth.
We will do 12 repetitions.
4.
Okay? Ready. Start on the down position
and get
high.
Does it at the chorus.
Up. Down. Up. Down.
Up. 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 Down.
And keep your elbows at the waist.
Do you think that he was saying this when he was banging that maid?
Yeah.
Who was in the background.
She touched my pee-pee.
And she went up and down. Up.
Down.
The maid touched my pee-pee.
Very good. Remember, this is one of my favorite
exercises. Lydia touched me. It wasn't
my
me.
It's up to 22 inches.
Oh, my God.
My cock is 22 inches.
My penis.
Blue Oyster Cult. Are you kidding me?
Really? That I didn't see. What song is it?
Burning for you? Tricep stiff is next.
You're burning your muscles.
3 feet of your exercise bench. Sit on a bench. Put your legs up on the chair and position your body.
Chair.
So
how does that word turn
the bench
into
for the palms of your hands?
Chair.
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 Lower your body toward the floor as far as you can and breathe in. Raise your body back up and breathe out.
That's what I was doing.
Begin
Friday night.
That's when you squirted. This is really a total squirting video.
For 15. Ready? Go. Down. Up. Down.
Super Nintendo Chalmers said, come on, do it!
Down.
Kill me now, do it!
Down.
What are you waiting for? Do it! Go ahead and give these
eight.
People push-ups! There is no bathroom!
Up. 11. Up.
You belong to
four.
Me, you're mine now!
3 more. Up. 2 more.
Your mother's not here to wipe your little
last
tushies
one.
Anymore. Oh no!
Very good! Oops.
That's great.
That was really funny. That was really funny.
So funny.
That was really funny.
So funny.
That was
four,
really funny.
5.
I love how he's so into it.
Did Shlomo think that was funny?
Shlomo? Really? Let's see.
No. He doesn't think we should make fun of
pew.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And or Jews either.
Right.
Stop making Jewish jokes, first of all.
Stop making Arnold jokes,
second of all.
Why didn't Shlomo call him?
I'm Shlomo,
I know,
I'm Shlomo for you.
I'm disappointed.
The number to dial is 646-929-1357.
No.
Yes.
That is the number.
If you call in right now, we guarantee you will be on the air.
Mm-hmm.
But we won't play Thrasher Trasher.
But we won't
Thrasher
Trasher. No. Now, anytime I say no, I'm just going to think of that soundbite.
No.
Just like whenever you say, of course.
Yes, Shlomo's already co-opted, of course.
Of course.
So now he's going to co-opt.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Really having a hard time understanding you.
All right.
Someone asked about sexual jeopardy. I tried to make a sexual jeopardy about a month ago, and I realized that we really mined all the good ones already. Like, there's not enough to make a good one. But if people want to contribute stuff, and I can, you know, if the things that I haven't,
we should just email you.
Yet,
don't
yeah.
post it in the comments, because then we'll see.
Yeah, then the joke is spoiled. But 3D@metalinjection.net.
Is it like the number 3 or the word 3?
Oh yeah, good point. The number 3, numeral 3, letter D.
Is it not, a capital D or a lowercase D?
Doesn't matter. Not case sensitive. But good question again.
Thank
See,
you.
I think when you squirted, you got more intelligent.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
You
I know.
Squirted some of the dumb out.
Oh.
Hey!
I never said you were dumb. I said you got more intelligent.
Oh okay, Miss Hanratty. Thank you for that.
Oh, is that her name?
Yeah.
Television
yeah.
bitch?
The B-hotch.
Wow.
I was just joking. Come on.
I know.
See, notice, though, the difference there. He said you were dumb. I said more intelligent.
Yeah. You flatter me, Darren.
You're beautiful. You were so hot at the wedding. Wow. All the guys were like drooling on you.
Really?
Yep. Oh, and a guy, I saw a guy like give you the eye as you walked by. Like he, this like little, I don't know even what he was. He might have been a Russian or something.
Mm-hmm.
But as you walked by, he just did the head snap. He came by with like the drink or something. Whoosh, did a whiplash. Just stare at you.
Oh my God. It was probably Sid the dad.
No. Well, he wasn't an older gentleman. But
relative to you.
True.
I'm just kidding.
Nah, you're right. He Oh, and you know, the photographer came over and I was with my date and like we were sitting up, and she's like, she took a picture and then she goes, "You two are like the annoying couple at the wedding that just make out the whole time," and like she kind of like laughing, but she scolded us, I guess. And we just looked at each other like, is that appropriate for the...
She just fucking... started making out.
Well, we were just like, I don't know, we weren't even making out.
Yeah.
But you were totally in the corner the whole time with her.
Well, we were eating
the ice
cream.
I mean, but they
cream.
Were a
well,
couple.
I mean,
right,
yeah.
No.
All the other
no,
couples...
No. Like, she didn't really... She actually turned out to know people there by random occurrence. Like, she knew...
Your date.
But she knew the girl that married them, the priest or whatever she was. Like I guess she's just a regular person that's ordained to marry people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just randomly knew that girl, and then like all her friends were there, so she knew all these people that she used to work with there. So it would turn out to be weird, but like at the time, I just thought she didn't know anybody, so I didn't want to like leave her sitting there and just
yeah.
go talk to you and just leave her there.
And then eventually you did leave her, and she was off like doing her own thing and talking.
Well, because
to
I went up to because you called me up there because like
we're
not you,
photos.
Yeah, they were like, let's do a live cast. Photos and all that. So I went up to where the wedding thing was, and she just stayed there talking to those guys.
But, were you jealous?
Not at all. Absolutely.
Do you get jealous?
I do if there's a good reason to get jealous, but I'm not.
What would
like,
be a good reason?
Like if someone's cheating on me or something. But there's no like I don't for a girl just to talk to another man. I don't start.
What if your girl comes and tells you that she's interested in swinging?
I wouldn't be into it, but I won't be like jealous. I would ask
her. Would you let
her
have relations outside the?
No, well, no, I don't think it's for me to allow that or not allow it, but I wouldn't want that. You know, I would just say if that's the case, we should just break up then.
Oh, okay, interesting.
Because that's not why do I? You know, I'm not into like having multiple partners really.
If
I want to do that, I just wouldn't be in a relationship.
Yeah, but some guys like to watch their girlfriends get banged.
Not me.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
But I don't think that's jealousy, though. I just think it's like, I don't want to sleep with 100 guys, you know?
Well, not 100 guys, but what if just like
I don't
one,
wanna, I don't
just
want,
to try it?
I would never want to be exclusive with someone, right? Unless I'm really exclusive with them. Like, that's the whole point to me.
Yeah.
To be intimate, you know?
Shangleton has a good question. What if I'm fingering her in public?
Someone just said my date was Billy Blanks. What the fuck? My date was not a Billy Blanks. She's a very lovely Guyanese woman.
Yeah. Very, very lovely.
Yes. Oh, you thought so?
Mm-hmm.
She knows really. She's raising her eyebrow that
much. Well, I mean, come on. Noah just thinks any chick is hot. So.
No,
that's not true
at all.
She had a really nice rack.
She was attractive, though.
She does have a very nice rack.
A nice booty.
By the way, she listens to every word of this show, too, so I'm just letting you know that.
Oh, that's why you're being so polite.
No, I'm telling you, your comments about her are going to be monitored, so.
Well.
No, I didn't say anything bad.
Nothing, no. I'm giving you the warning in case you did say something bad.
No, I have nothing bad to say
about
her.
I just want you to promise me, though, like, when I go off on her, that you'll never bring her around again, so I don't have to...
Yeah.
I don't have to be confronted by her after I knock her down a peg. No, I have nothing bad to say about
yeah.
her.
But she does have an enormous rack, but also very pretty. She has a very nice, enormous butt, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was
but
the perfect proportion.
It kind of gets, buried by the fact that she has an enormous rack, because no one notices the butt.
Unless she's walking away.
True.
But she has a very nice, I thought she had a very nice, classy outfit on, like, though, that she wasn't, it was, like, sexy, but it wasn't, like, I felt like it wasn't, you know.
Inappropriate.
Overshadowing the bride or any of that stuff. Like, you know, how you're not supposed to dress too crazy at a wedding. So
yeah.
She looked appropriate. But then we got there, and, like, basically almost all the guys were just wearing jeans, you know.
Well, not all of them. A lot of them were wearing
pants. I'd say, like, 60% or north of that were wearing jeans.
Really?
Yeah. I think so.
I don't know.
I didn't notice that.
No, I didn't really notice.
Sean had jeans on, right?
Ugh, Sean.
I'm not even criticizing
Sean,
it because I felt more out of place.
Sean
than
was dressed
else.
Up because he didn't have any holes or patches pinned to his jeans, and an asshole parade T-shirt.
I thought he looked.
He might have had an asshole parade T-shirt. It was
maybe
just he wore a button down.
But Sean was dressed basically like most of the people were. I thought.
Yeah. I guess.
It was like a step above just regular.
Well, clothes. They could. I mean, the guys couldn't overshadow Sid.
Wow. So. He looked. It was a good outfit that he had on.
Yeah,
yeah,
he cleaned
very
up
handsome.
Very well.
Yeah.
Are we allowed to post his picture on our Facebook page?
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. You should ask him first.
I'm sure that the listeners want to know.
3D's eyes follow that ass every time she.
That Dave.
Yes, they do. I'm very infatuated with this girl. It's very attractive. Don't make fun of me. What are you laughing?
Are you like
for?
Passively expressing your feelings?
No, I tell her that constantly.
Is there anything
Darren's
you want to tell her?
Darren's just giving her a shout out.
I am.
Give
yo, it was good.
Thrash it.
Tell her what's good, Darren. Come on,
Jen,
tell her.
Yo, Jen, what's good? What's good, Ma? I'm feeling that.
Does she listen live or does
feeling
she listen
that
to the
ass.
Archive?
Sometimes she's not home to listen to it, but sometimes yes.
Now, did she listen to the show before you guys got in contact? Or
no,
you exposed
she listened to like about a billion shows in a row after I met her and went to the archives.
Oh, really?
Wow. Would she be interested in logging the show while she's doing that?
I'll ask.
Well, maybe she'll,
oh, man,
she'll
I should
hear
ask
it
that
right
before.
Now. She'll hear right now and she'll offer it, you know,
yeah.
if she'll feel
yeah.
bad.
We don't expect you to log the show, but, I mean, if you want us to like you, that's a really good way
it's
to,
conditional.
Get, to get Darren's friends to like you. That's all I'm saying.
Someone asked if I'm going to marry. I'm getting a little ahead of ourselves now. I'm going to marry somebody. Just started dating.
Are you interested in marriage one day?
Despise Reaper said she went into Rob's archives. I'm not really sure what that means.
She's cheating with Rob, clearly. No. Am I
Is that okay, though? Is that okay with you? Would you still...
No. I'd be very upset. If I broke up with someone, you're welcome to date them. I don't get jealous of that.
Who would you be upset
I don't like
at?
Lying.
Would you be upset at me?
Both.
Or would you be upset... Okay.
I don't like lying.
Would you be upset at one more than the other?
No. I think
you'd, be
you'd
equally
both
upset.
Be equal liars.
Well, liar...
You'd be dishonest.
Because I didn't tell you that I'm
right.
sleeping with her.
Now, if you said to me, your girlfriend's attractive, you know, that's different. But to, like, go... behind someone's back and start fucking around with them. You know?
So is there anything I could say to you about your girlfriend?
Well, it's first of all, we're not officially boyfriend and girlfriend.
A girl that you're seeing that would offend you. Would there be anything I would say that would offend you? Like if I'm like, I just on her
a
face.
A cunt or something. But that, see, that's honest to me. If you think, if you didn't like her, I could accept that too. I don't know what you mean by offended.
I don't know. I'm just like...
Like
what, I want to fuck your girlfriend? No.
Yeah.
Would I say?
I don't think there's anything
wrong with saying that.
Okay. What if I would be like, I want to murder your girlfriend?
I'd call the cops.
I'm just trying to gauge your boundaries.
Honest reactions.
You,
I don't
you,
usually don't get offended by.
I see.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know. I mean.
Yeah.
Just keep throwing things at me. I'll tell you what I think about it.
But what if a girl came to you, right? Like you're with her for a while. You've tried different things in bed,
mm-hmm.
and then she goes to you, Darren. I just want to fulfill this fantasy, and mm-hmm. I want you to watch me get fucked by another guy. And you could pick out the guy.
Who would you pick out?
Rob.
But how would you feel
no,
about that?
Because I feel like that. I don't know. I mean, if I'd have to determine if that's a real fantasy. I don't want it to be like. Fulfilling some void that's in our relationship.
You know? No, you guys have a great sex life. It's not about that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that she...
I don't think that's usually a fantasy unless there's something wrong. I've never had a girl say that to me. I've had a girl say, like, oh, I want to have a threesome or whatever, you know, but never, like, I just want to fuck another dude. I think that's, like, highly indicative of... I think the guy watching is, like, her way of
you know, saying it's a fantasy rather than she just wants to fuck some dude, you know. I think that's like her getting him to do it. So it's a sort of a facade.
So
you know?
Have you never thought about banging another girl while you're with a girl and having the girl that you're with watch or participate?
Maybe when I was like younger, yeah, but not, I don't know. That's, I'm past that. I don't know. If I'm going to be with someone, I'm real like emotional and like a woman that way.
Like you cry during sex?
No, not that bad. But I mean, like I'm intense about it. You know? Like I like focusing on one girl. You know?
Gotcha. Have you ever cried during sex?
Not that I remember.
Have you ever cried during sex? No.
Girls do that all the time.
Yeah, not like real crying.
Like pain crying?
No pain crying.
Ass fucking crying? Is that the...
Oh, ass fucking crying, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But
how
not like...
How many different guys have you had
not...
anal sex with?
How many different ones? Three.
Did any of them have like a big wanger?
Mm-hmm.
Did they... So what was the procedure like? Did they just jackhammer you, or was it like gentle?
Well, the first time that I ever with, you know, that the first guy, it, you know, like the first time didn't even, like, I just couldn't take it.
Oh, okay.
And then I realized that if you take a painkiller, it makes things a lot easier.
Really?
Yeah.
Painkillers for ass fucking.
Well,
the
first
like a
time,
big porno secret.
I didn't know that at all. I don't fuck girls in the ass, so
it's so intense.
Really?
I just don't know what to do with myself. So always the first time, especially if I don't do it for a while, like the first time is like very, very intense.
Is it better than vag?
It's different.
Or different? Yeah, okay.
I mean, I like it just because it's in, you know, like I like shitting and stuff, and that's basically what it feels like.
Shitting in reverse?
Yeah, like in and out.
It's like shitting and then pulling your shit back in.
Yeah, and then
over and over.
So that's why I like it, and it feels good, but, you know, in the bad feels good, too.
Mm-hmm. And no shitting, though.
No shitting.
It's like peeing solid.
You know what it is? Actually, like, if a guy would come in my ass, like, that kind of grosses me out, but when a guy comes inside my vagina, it doesn't.
So no cum fart cocktails for you?
I mean, why does
one gross you out but not the other? Why does the in the ass gross you out?
Just the way that it feels. It's like very like slimy in my ass, you know? Like, I don't like it.
You don't like the feeling of having diarrhea in your buttock.
But it's not even diarrhea. At least diarrhea is like naturally supposed to be in there sometimes.
No, it's not. That's why it's pushing it out.
But it's natural for diarrhea to come out through your asshole. It's not natural for cum.
Right. Have you ever
out of your ass.
Have you ever done ass to mouth?
Of course.
Really? That's not something that it's of course, you know.
I love That's eating what... guys' assholes.
Oh, but no, ass.
No.
Oh, my
no,
ass.
No, like the guy pulls his dick out of your ass and then you start sucking his dick. Would you do that?
I have done it, not, but like it that grosses me out because of like herpes or something.
Really? But you licked the guy's
Wait,
ass?
What?
No.
How
not,
would you get herpes?
Not herpes, hepatitis C.
Oh, like
I mean,
for eating fecal matter.
Yeah.
Okay.
So why do you eat the guy's ass then? How is that different?
Yeah, I guess. I never thought of it that way.
Do you get in there or you lick his cheeks and stuff? You really get in the hole?
I don't lick his cheeks.
I don't know.
I
like
your, well, yeah.
I've seen pornos where like the girls, they like, yeah, lick my ass. And the girl's just like... Gives it the, like, you know, the flick in the tongue treatment and doesn't actually get into the, you know,
no,
area.
No, I finger it and I stick my tongue in it.
Really?
I treat it like a vagina.
Wow. That's serious. That's a revelation, I would say.
What do you mean? I've told you this.
Yeah, no, she's
not much. Deep into. I thought you did the little, you know.
What's the point?
Well, I don't know, because you tend to be grossed out by that stuff, you know, like duty.
No, I'm
and
not.
Stuff. Really? I thought you were a really clean person.
I'm a clean person. I'm right. I'm a lady, okay? But I don't need guys to be like ladies.
Okay.
I mean, look, I would prefer not to eat a dirty asshole.
Right. So would I.
Do you go in for a quick inspection, or you just go for it?
You dive in and let the duty fall where it may.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So have you ever
go with the flow.
Have you ever like started licking a butthole and you're like, oh, he didn't
abort.
He didn't really wipe that well.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
And then,
No.
So then how did you react to that? Did you just keep going? Or
nothing. Then the easy solution is just to start blowing him.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's, who cares?
Right.
Okay.
So then you got duty on his dick.
Well, he should know better than
that. No, okay. I would never put my mouth on, an ass that's dripping with shit.
Oh, well.
If it's just if I'm tasting it or it smells bad.
But who's going to go there dripping with shit? Even the dirtiest
guy. No, but that's
probably
what Rob is asking. Did I get shit on his dick?
If the guy has a few speckles, duty speckles.
That's never happened. I don't know.
All right, well.
Maybe it'll happen with the right guy, and then I'll come back and I'll tell you.
It'll be true love. Maybe the Chinaman from the park has that. They have toilet paper shortages in China, so.
They eat a lot of noodles.
No, they use fortune cookies to the little note to use the message to wipe with.
Ugh.
It's just one little
shit
square.
Must smell so bad.
Why? Because he eats lo mein and stuff.
Yeah, well, Chinese food makes the shit smell so bad.
Does it really? I never noticed. I noticed an equilibrium there between those two things.
Yeah.
It does. I mean, I just figure all shit. I don't think that particularly makes it smell worse for me. I'll take your word for it. We should do scientific testing on this. just have Shlomo smell it and just go.
How about we can just have a poll on the
pew, pew, pew,
pew. You want to stick a poll up there? What
did
you say?
No, we're not talking about Sean's ass.
Oh, okay. All right, well.
Pew, pew, pew.
Yeah.
I think we should wrap up. We're 15 minutes over already.
Well, this is a fun show.
Very fun.
I had a lot of fun with you guys.
Yeah, I miss doing it. It's like our old radio show.
So I'm going to lock the door next week. You guys get here early. Lock shit and shid.
Shid? You call them shid? They're one person now. They're like a composite. When shid comes over... this was a shitless show.
What a total piece of shit. Okay, so this is fun. We'll be back next week. And it'll be an exciting time. Thank you for listening. Do we have something to go out on?
No, because I have no internet in the studio today.
How about we play a parody?
Okay. I can do that. What would you like to hear? You have any requests?
Let's see, which one haven't I heard in a while? Can you play that JCVD song, For All the Girls I've Punched Before?
Oh, sure. I'd love to play that. Goodbye, everybody.
This is a song about all the women in the life of the issues. Lionheart, you really gave great head and very soft.
Till they